And so I don't know, you know, that we can spend a lot of time arguing about how we want to turn this committee into its own finance committee, but that isn't what we're here to do.
Thank you, Robert. John?
Yes, I agree that a minimum of three is important, and that the process in which we get the information out, the time frames that we're working with, so that you know, this doesn't drag on, is important. There should be clear information distributed as to what we're looking for in the firm. And I think it is important that a nonprofit, you know, have a good audit firm and that they change periodically. So I don't see a conflict with us doing this and doing other business. For example, this evening, I believe there were some other items on the agenda, and you know, in terms of what our priorities should be for this year. So I hopefully we'll be able to agree upon the process of getting another audit firm and then be able to move on to some of this other business. I think we tend to get bogged down unnecessarily.
Thank you, John. If there's no objection, I don't believe we were supplied with a secondary number for executive session. Is John Almella on the call? Can he hear us?
I will call him and tell him that we are leaving this call.
Can you just take us off the stream at this point, and that way we can continue to discuss. Nobody has to dial in or out, and we're not streaming anymore. We'll be in executive session, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Before we go, Summer, you sent me something. I just sent you a query as to make sure that that is the document that you actually meant to send.
No, well, you know, it's what they sent me, and I hate to say it, if I didn't open the attachment myself, this is exactly what happened last month. I think they sent me something that's different than what it says it is. So,
I think so.
So just hang on to that, please, and I'll double check that. Okay, thank you.
And meanwhile, I will call John and tell him we're leaving the call.
Yeah, please, and that way
so
we can finish up.
We need to move to adjourn at it's 9:45. Is that what we're doing now?
Move to adjourn. If there's no objection to adjourning to executive session so we can finish discussion on this item and come to a conclusion on it and move on.
Okay. This is Anthony. I have a comment about process.
Please, Anthony.
We never did set an agenda, and if we're going to do anything else in public session, we ought to take care of that before we go into executive session, or if we agree, if the committee concurs that after an hour and 20 minutes, this item is our sole item of business that we're going to do this evening, then we should indeed go to executive session, or can go to executive session.
Certainly, Anthony, your points are very valid. The other things on the agenda were to discuss with the three priorities the audit committee were for the year. I'm very open-minded if we want to, you know, not go to executive session yet so we can, like, you know, try to briefly discuss those. I don't know if we'll end up having time to go to executive session to finish on this topic. I didn't anticipate, but I mean, these are good discussions. We have to have, you know, figure it out. But
to see a more explicit agenda rather than just kind of a rambling discussion, even though the subject matter is very important.
Well, I think the only thing that I apologize that we didn't formally approve it. That's an error on my part. We got into something of a discussion there as to how we were proceeding. I know that this. And the items of three highest priority that Fred had mentioned. And, of course, there's still the issue of the financials and what we're doing with them. But would the body prefer to go ahead and try to discuss what our three highest priorities as the audit committee for the year are and then move into executive session to continue discussion on whether we're going to solicit proposals or bids from accountancy firms?
Madam Chair?
I really
had not intended that we go immediately into executive session. I think we have an awful lot of reading and, yeah. and studying to do, and perhaps with a stronger agenda at the next meeting, it might be a little more productive.
Okay, so you'd like to postpone this entire discussion of seeking bids until the next meeting? Is there? That's fine. It just puts us, you know, a further month out. That's it's not the end of the world. Is there an objection to doing that, which means we won't continue discussing whether or not to solicit bids this evening from audit firms, and we'll continue to go ahead and discuss what the priorities of the audit committee are for the year?
That doesn't preclude our looking into the process ourselves and trying to...
Of course.
Yeah, thank you.
And that might mean that we don't do an executive session this evening, because it sounds like you think that... It sounds like some people have questions, though, that they would like to have answered. So, you know, maybe if we could finish up in public session and do, like, 15 minutes in executive session, at least I could answer those questions. But we'll see. Would the body prefer to continue on to go ahead and try to cover what our three, like, highest priorities are for the audit committee so that we have some direction? If that's the case, we can continue with that. Okay, thank you. Who is that?
This is John.
John, thank you. Try to say your name at the beginning because people don't know each other's voices yet, and it makes it easier for, you know, everyone. Thank you. Okay, so what are the obviously, I think soliciting bids from accountancy firms and selecting an audit firm for the year is a top priority. So I'll throw that one out into the ring. Would people like to get on the stack in terms of you know, I read part of, you know, what the role is of an audit committee at last month's meeting, and I sent a bunch of articles out to people. Would other people like to go ahead and jump to the fore? Fred, would you like to go ahead and, since you had brought this item, and tell us what you feel the three highest priorities are for the audit committee for the year, and then other people can step in? Or anyone, actually? I'm sorry.
I'm happy to respond to that briefly, Summer.
Sure. Thank you.
Respect to the gentleman who was of the mind that issues of follow-up on financial viability is necessarily outside the purview of this committee. I'm not clear that that is explicitly called out in the in the enabling documents for the committee, but I certainly don't see it as being excluded, and I think it's of huge importance. So I would suggest that yes, we do look to and call for explicit plans to establish meaningful ratios, and we ongoingly have an item on the agenda to monitor, review, discuss, increase awareness of the importance of the matter, firstly. Secondly, that we look for a finite number, maybe one or two areas to work on in terms of improving our financial business practices. Thirdly, I'm happy to agree that the matter of a strong and independent audit is very important, and if that is best served and can be best served within our available time by the selection of a new auditor, we certainly should do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, would anyone else like to be on the stack at this point? Okay. Anyone who's muted? Okay. I will go ahead. I'll take one. Hello. I can hear your voice.
John for the stack.
Please. Go ahead, John. Thank you.
Yeah, this centers around the, selection of the audit firm and improving the overall audit process. We had mentioned about the checklist, and I think that that and an educational process whereby our various stations are instructed how best to prepare for an audit and keep their records in order so that it will ease the process not only now but in the future. So if they're maybe even in the selection of a firm or gathering of information, we are helping our various stations become more efficient and effective in collecting data and handling it. You know, I think that the checklist and the educational process, you know, would be helpful.
Thank you, Don. Is there anyone else who'd like to comment at this point on audit committee priorities before I say anything else?
Nancy, APFT, Texas. I have a question. The last audit committee, is anybody here of the last audit committee can let us know what good creative brainstorming ideas you came up with and so I have to wheel?
Nancy, I don't know if there is anyone here from the last audit committee, frankly. I do know, you know, as chair of the board, I know that last year's audit committee chair, that it was a very big issue to her that the audit committee had not selected the auditor. So I want to not repeat that problem this year, even if we select the same auditor. You know, I want to make sure that selection audit committee. I don't know, unless somebody steps forward and says, yes, I was on the audit committee, I don't know that there is anybody. I mean, everything that I'm taking for direction just comes from standard accounting practice, you know, what an audit committee's function and role is in a nonprofit organization, what we are supposed to do to be compliant with the law because it's an important role for the organization. So I can't say that I have knowledge of the audit committee's experiences in the past, but I am hoping that if we apply standard practices, we can, you know, do a decent job presently. And, again, repository for minutes and all those things, it would be nice to have all the minutes from previous audit committee meetings. But, you know, some of this is fairly well laid out in terms of what the generally accepted accounting practices are and what we're supposed to do. So, other people for the stack?
Who's going to go fishing first? I mean, are you going to go to, like, Public Citizen or get a... from other progressive groups, or who's got ideas to go start hunting?
Well, I can give my ideas. I mean, I wasn't planning to go to progressive organizations because, like, to me, a nonprofit's a nonprofit's a nonprofit. We have certain unique issues as a media organization, and by being in different states, that's not a bad idea. Who their auditors are because they, you know, may be more sympathetic to the type of organization. But I was really looking at, for me personally anyway, would be looking at size of the firm and the size nonprofits that they deal with and nonprofits of a similar type. And so obviously some of those organizations might be helpful to us to find out who their auditors are. So I think that's a really good suggestion, actually. So, you know, let's note that down. Check with other large progressive or media organizations to see who they use if they're nonprofits as their audit. So that's thank you, Nancy. That's a good suggestion.
John, for the
so that could be the beginning of a criteria there. Go ahead. Who is that, John?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do we know if all the stations are using the best practices, best accounting practices?
Well, this is why we need to go into executive session. There's stuff that, you know, I'd like to discuss from the management letter that I read last month. Best account. Anyway, we need to discuss some of that in executive session in terms
of... Okay. Without talking about specifically, I would encourage us to assist all of the stations to improve and to utilize the best standard accounting practices. That there should be some standards that are that they all should adhere to.
Of course. Of course. Thank you. I was wondering, you know, I read a whole bunch of stuff last month. I could read one paragraph to the group again about the audit committee just because some members maybe weren't here then. It's very short. It says responsibility. The committee is part of the board. Its primary function is to assist the board in fulfilling its oversight responsibilities with respect to, one, the audit of the organization's books and records, and, two, the system of internal controls that the organization has established. And that's the stuff we need to discuss in executive session, because that those compliance issues should be part of what this committee is involved in monitoring and overseeing recommendations made by the auditors. Can't really discuss all that in open session. So, and it says the committee should have a clear understanding of the outside auditors that they must maintain an open and transparent relationship with the committee, and that the ultimate accountability of the outside auditors is to the board and committee. The committee will make regular progress reports to the board. So, anyway, there's more to that. But I think this may be another article. You know what? I'll send this one on to Carolyn, and she can send it to everyone as well, because I do hear voices tonight that weren't on the meeting last month. So the articles I sent around, you know, some people may not even know them. So who else would like to speak?
Fred Blair.
Go ahead, Fred, please.
I've been listening to all this with it's very interesting. What bothers me at this point is we're only 4 months away from September 30th, when the audit firm has to be selected to start the audit, and it seems to be taking us a long time to discover the very basics at this point in time. So, and I don't understand the reluctance to go into executive session to talk about the real meat of the issues involved here. But I think we should go into executive session as soon as possible and get into some of these details, because it seems like that's where our real job here is to solicit audit firms and make a selection. I believe does our selection go directly to the P&B for the final approval?
Well, that was my thinking, and I need to double-check on that, but from everything I've read, it says the audit committee makes the selection. So, you know, I think the P&B would have to finally approve it. Our recommendation.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Fred. Go ahead, Fred, you were speaking.
Financial best practices, analysis and of financial viability, selection of a coming year auditing firm.
Okay, so you have two things basically. I'm sorry, the first one is financial viability and practices, is that what you're
financial saying? Best practices.
Okay.
Our priorities to fall into three categories of financial best practices, financial viability, and financial viability analysis and plan. For want of a better term, and thirdly, selection of audit committee or validation or of existing committee. Selection of audit committee, where I let it be understood that there are different ways of doing that, but we're agreed unanimously and have to be agreed that we need to select an audit committee.
I'm sorry, do you mean an audit firm?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, yes, selection of audit firm.
Uh-huh. Right, clear.
Thank you, but I'm sorry.
Okay, I do think the financial best practices, I don't see how that's the job of the audit committee, honestly, unless it has to do specifically with getting the audit together. But, I think I'd like to at least separate the issues, because I don't see that as a role here. The role, we do have a role in terms of dealing with the internal control issues highlighted in the audit, but those are things that we can't discuss except in executive session. So,
let me say appropriate financial best practices and controls, or appropriate financial controls.
Okay, yeah, because I think, we are tasked with seeing to it that the recommendations regarding internal controls are implemented. So that's okay. So, and So one has to do with best practices and internal controls, one to do with the selection to recommend an audit firm. And was there a third component part of that, Fred?
Financial viability and plan. or execution, or help me out, Summer. I want to say this in a way that is as agreeable as possible to folks, but it goes to the financial viability and monitoring the financial viability, auditing the financial viability ongoingly. So I'm saying financial viability analysis and plan.
Excuse me. This is Margie. I have a question. It seems to me, I read all that stuff that you sent us, Summer, and it seems to me that what Fred is proposing isn't really, I mean, it seems to me that we might propose that the PMB implement certain kinds of practices, but I don't feel like it's really our job to monitor. I don't get, maybe I don't understand the language that's being used, but do you see what I'm saying? I think we get to talk about ideas for the way in which it's done, but not the actual doing of it. That seems to me to be the responsibility of other people in the organization. Anyway.
This is Fred, and I appreciate that position. I guess where I take my stand is I don't think it's excluded. I think it's the most critical thing before us, and we just need to step up to it.
Okay, thank you. I tend to agree with Margie. I think a lot of it does fit into what's the purview of the Finance Committee in terms of, like, monitoring budget to actuals, where we're at financially. I think where the Audit Committee has some real, authority is in terms of dealing with recommendations made by the auditors regarding improvements to things like internal controls. But we're really supposed to be pretty deeply involved with the audit recommendations, monitoring the progress on, addressing deficiencies in the audit. I think that's within the purview and scope of our authority, if the auditor has highlighted specific deficiencies in the functionality of our, financial production or our internal controls. I think we are supposed to follow up on that because that's different than what the Finance Committee does, which is monitoring more day-to-day finances. So I guess maybe we might want to move to amend. I mean, you're proposing something. I do think we should separate the issues so each one can be
heard. Summer, if you'll allow me just one comment, I promise I'm not gonna come back to this. In a corporate environment, the Audit Committee is the most powerful committee. It uses its power sparingly, but I think there are any number of corporate examples where when push comes to shove, the Audit Committee steps in to preserve the viability of the firm. I think we're at that point. And auditing, the very word auditing, is so close to watching financial ratios, which are an established method of making sure that we're not too close to the edge where we can fall off. We are so close to the edge that I think it would be most unfortunate if we did not step up. And I see this as a failure to step up to something that has not been done. The time is now. There are a number of stations that could sink all of us. So let's not talk about what we've done historically. Let's talk about what we have every right and every need to do right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Fred. If I might, with the committee's indulgence and for the benefit of members who weren't here last month, because I think there are two that I recognize as new voices, could I just read what, like, from an industry standard perspective, are the specific duties of the Audit Committee, and maybe that would help us? Would there be any objection to that? And that won't be, like, a half-hour-long reading like last time. This is,
Summer, I would object profoundly. If you want a list of 100 references from Business Week within a week or two as to audit committees that have done far more than what I'm suggesting right now, they are readily available. So let's just not get into that. I think it's a waste of our time. Let's just vote our consciences on this and get this done.
Okay, well, I would recommend in order to vote our consciences that we probably separate the issues and just vote on them one by one because there's different opinions, I think, on the different aspects of things. So shall we take the first one being your first proposal in terms of monitoring the financial best practices and...
Can we ask whether that's agreeable to the group before you proceed?
Okay, is it agreeable to the group that we separate the various issues so that we vote on priorities individually and not as a package?
John has questions.
And Carol,
John, go ahead.
In terms of the first one, financial best practices, is there a meaningful difference between financial and accounting best practices?
Fred, I think I don't know what it is that we want to say here, but presumably business best practices are broader. When you speak of what have we talked about, taking money at events, I'm not adverse to saying financial. I was thinking more of saying financial business best practices, but have it financial, cut the business, fine with me.
Oh, I was saying financial or accounting.
Sure, that's as the person who proposed it, I'm fine with that. I'll accept that.
Okay, thank you. Is there Carolyn? You're next.
Yes, on I have to say, first of all, my field is not in finance, so forgive the naivete of my question, but I thought I would rather discuss some of the issues that we have to deal with in executive session, because what we're going to be talking about here when we say monitoring is the chain of command and who does what, and we have not discussed that, much less agreed upon it. So I'm afraid I'm not quite ready to vote on this yet. I have too many unanswered questions, and I'll probably abstain.
Okay. Are there other people who, somebody want to postpone this, or do you want to just, does anybody else object? Are there other questions, comments? Anybody else who wants to be on the stack? Okay. doesn't that sound like it? Okay. Is there any objection? Well, we have an abstention, so we have to go ahead and take the vote. So this would be, go ahead and reiterate your motion, Fred. Financial best, go ahead, if you could just please put it concisely so we know what we're voting on.
I suggested that we consider those our three top priorities.
I guess I'm moving to separate the issues because I am not even clear on what the third priority is because I got lost after. We've got financial best practices. We've got retaining an audit firm. And the third item, Fred?
Monitoring of financial viability and ratios.
Okay, and that's different from the financial best practices in one is procedural and the other one is...
financial best practices go in a procedures manual. Viability goes to ratios and how the hell you're going to do something to achieve them.
Okay, well, I move to separate the questions. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, so second. Let's go ahead and talk. Thank you. Who is the second?
Robert Mark.
Thank you, Robert. Fred, actually, Carolyn, because it's probably since Fred's the mover, somebody, can you take the role, Carolyn? Or no, you're not. Fred, can you just go ahead and take the role on this? It's your motion, but that's okay. Is there any objection to separation? Let's handle that first. And if there's no objection to separating the issues, then we can go ahead and take them one by one. First, is there any, there was an abstention. So can you take the role, Fred, on the first issue, which is... what is it, implementing or monitoring or establishing financial best practices?
Priorities to fall into three categories, first of which is appropriate financial controls. So I'm taking a roll call vote on a number of people who believe that one of our priorities needs to fall into the category of appropriate establishment of appropriate financial controls.
Fred, whoa, you've changed the language. I have no problem with controls. Financial best practices and internal controls are not the same thing. Internal controls are something that this committee is in charge of dealing with audit compliance, if we're keeping it strictly to dealing with the deficiencies raised in the auditor's letter regarding internal controls and monitoring of compliance of the audit letter, is not the same as financial best practices for the network. I guess I'm not clear.
Okay, financial controls. Anybody, well, I'll call the roll on financial controls. Let's see. I'm looking for a way to record this easily. Wesley?
This is monitoring. This would be for the committee to monitor the progress of correcting deficiencies highlighted in the auditor's letter regarding financial controls.
This would be the more general approach to saying we've got to find things that are appropriate and meaningful to do if we can find the time as to strengthening financial controls. I'd suggest
okay.
Let's vote on whether one of the things we're going to do falls under the rubric of strengthening financial controls.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Point of order, has any of these been seconded? I don't remember second on the big motion with the 3 points.
Thank you. Well, we got no objection to separating them, so...
Well, but they weren't seconded together. They weren't seconded individually.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Is there a second to Fred Klunder's first motion, which is that this committee go ahead and Fred, because the language keeps changing. Go ahead and just reiterate it once. One sentence. Monitoring.
One of our priorities needs to fall into the category of strengthening financial controls. In other words, we'll do what's appropriate to undertake projects, one or more projects, to strengthen financial controls.
Okay, internal controls. Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there any objection to that before you have to call the roll, Fred, because there may not be. Are there objections? Is there an abstention? Because the language has changed somewhat, so maybe there aren't any objections now.
I do have an objection, mostly because I don't understand that and the question of monitoring the auditor's recommendations. This seems to be quite a stretch from that.
Thank you. Okay, so unclear language. Okay, thank you. That's the intent of the motion. Okay, go ahead and call the roll then, Fred, please.
Okay, on strengthening financial controls, Wesley.
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
John Brinkley? John Brinkley? John, are
yes.
you still present?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said, though, on this. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Renee? Not present? Okay. Anthony?
I'll abstain on this one.
Okay. Thank you. Klunder, yes. Moving on. Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Summer?
As long as it's dealing only with internal controls, strengthening, yes.
Mandicha? Absent, I believe. Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you. Margie?
Yes.
Thank you. Ongoing, now a vote on ongoing financial viability.
I think the next one up actually was whether the...
That is not the order in which I presented them, Summer, for what it's worth. My last item went to the audit.
Okay.
Changing that order, that's fine, but I don't even know that we need
that's
to...
That's fine, because I'll probably want to change the language on that since I was the one who introduced it to begin with. Go ahead.
Ongoing financial viability analysis or monitoring.
I'm sorry, before you move on, can you please read what the vote count was on the last one, please?
Can someone do the tally? Or here, maybe I can do it. 7, And let me see. It looks like one abstention. And one person absent. Does that math work out from anybody who's listening? I'm
that sounds right.
Doing a number of things here. So ongoing financial viability analysis and monitoring. Wesley?
Can you
elaborate
what you mean by that? I guess you have. Go ahead.
Ongoing financial viability analysis or monitoring. It's looking at things in the audit report or similar to what is in the audit report, but certainly what is in the audit report, which was the reference to working capital, alternatively put, the current ratio of current assets to current liabilities.
Thank you.
The alarming diminishment of working capital over the last 3 years. I'm sorry, that was Wesley first, I believe?
I voted yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Carolyn?
I will abstain on that.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Yes.
John Brinkley?
Yes.
Renee? Not present. Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Okay. Fred Thunder, yes. Robert Mark?
No.
Okay. Summer Reese?
No, I don't think it's the purview of this committee. Thank you.
That's a no, Summer?
Yes. Yes, that's a no, Fred.
I'm trying till the last minute here. Manisha? That was
she's absent too.
Absent. Nancy.
Can I pass?
You gonna pass? Okay. Margie.
This is hard. I'm not sure it's the purview of the committee, but I agree with you that it's important, so I'm gonna vote yes. I hope I don't live to regret this. Thank you.
Thank you. Come back to Nancy.
Margie said it for me. Thank you. Yes.
That's a yes, then. Okay, a quick tally. On the yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is what it looks like. The noes, 1, 2. Abstentions, 1. Absent, 1. So that's 7 yeses, 2 noes, similar to the prior item. Let's see here.
And I guess on the last one, I mean, you have basically a substitute, because I had originally made a motion, and I'd still like to stick to that if you want to vote on the substitute first, which is just to retain an audit firm, which is, frankly, not something we need to vote on. It's the duty of the audit committee to select an audit firm. But I would like to put forward my motion and actually solicit.
Can I, don't we vote on a proposed amendment first and then come back to the original?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, so go ahead and please put forward what your language is, and then...
If I understand right, I was suggesting further to the encouragement to move into executive session so as to properly deliberate on the way to select an audit firm, that rather than saying that we're going to go out and get a new audit firm with, you know, three bids or whatever the case may be, we defer that to open session, and to that end, I was asking that we nonetheless concur in the fact that we must indeed expeditiously move to the determination of who's going to do our audit. So my motion is to say, you know, we agree by in some fashion or another to agree on, or to select an audit firm. Select audit firm by confirming current firm or moving to select a new firm to be determined.
Well, I have to say, Fred, honestly, as chair pro tem, I'm going to roll it out of order because it's not necessary to make a motion. The law charges us with selecting an audit firm. We're mandated to do that. Anything contrary to that is contrary to what the law tells us to do. So I don't think, we're absolutely required to select
an audit
firm. All right.
I will accept that. May I suggest then that we vote on, I'm proposing that we vote to defer further discussion of an audit firm pending executive session.
Do
you allow a vote on that?
I mean, I'm going to put forward in executive session the same thing I was putting forward here in open session, and it'll have to be reported out, and that's not improper because I feel it is necessary to get some bids from additional firms to be doing our diligence. So I'll happily elaborate further in executive session, but I'll be bringing the same motion in executive session because I would, considering it's already May, I really don't want to defer until June asking for proposals.
If we hurry up and get into executive session, we might surprise you. My motion, then, if you'll allow a vote on it, is to move to executive session to discuss audit firm.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you. Is there any objection to that? And that way we could maybe come to a decision on that tonight. Okay, and if there is none, can somebody reach John? Carolyn, could you go ahead and reach John? We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have another number to dial into anyway. I don't believe. And John could just disconnect us from the stream and we could continue discussion. Carolyn, are you on the line?
Yes, that's fine. I'm doing that right now.
Okay, great.
I'm recording. We've unanimously voted to move to executive session to discuss audit firm and determine whether in what sense it is one of our priorities for the year.
Actually, it's without
you take us off the stream now. We're leaving and we're going to hang on and stay in executive session. So just take us off the stream. Thank you.